Hello and welcome to That Sports Gamer Show, episode number 53 for Monday, May 6, 2013. As always, I'm your host, TJ Lowerman, and alongside me is my returning co-host, Scott Binns.
Yeah, returning just on a, you just, schedules just didn't work out last week.
Yeah, it was kind of messed up. And also joining us from underthecode.com, Corey, I still don't know how to say your last name.
It's Andrus, come on, get it right. This is like my second time on the show.
It's not even
first
that
one was
hard.
Video.
Andrus. It looks like Andres,
or so
Andres, like two Andres, like Dos Santos.
I think I have the ability to fire you from under the code, don't I?
I don't think I'm a full part of it yet, so no.
Well, maybe we'll have to make you a full part and then fire you.
All right, I can live with that.
Hi, everyone.
So, you know what, since I did all the talking last week, you know what, I'm going to still start it off this week. I've been playing a lot of Black Ops 2. my wife's been away, so I've just been playing video games and, neglecting my dogs.
Are they still alive?
Oh, yeah, they're still alive.
Okay, good.
But the good news is...
You haven't been neglecting them too much.
Well, you know, we go for walks. It's good.
I'm sure happy you don't have kids.
That would be easy. I get one of those little things that I wear on my chest. The kid sits in front of me. We play video games.
What if your kid's like 4 years old? I don't think they fit in that thing on your chest.
Nor would they want to stay there very long.
No, it would work. I'd figure something out. All right, look, let me give you a little update about my Road to the Show player. Because it's pretty ridiculous. In AA, for the some dude. Whatever, I'm on the Rockies. I don't know why. I'm still in the minor leagues. But in AA, I hit .504 with 47 home runs and 135 RBIs. And in AAA, I'm hitting .458 with 27 home runs and 63 RBIs. Now, that would sound good if that was, like, my first year and my second year. That's all in my first year, and my first year's not over yet.
That sounds real sound.
I have 74 home runs, a combined 74 home runs and 198 RBIs with, like, a week and a half to go.
I bet you get called up right pretty quick next year, right?
Well,
right?
I'm 6 points higher than Todd Helton already.
Wow.
So, yeah. Well, I'm assuming he retires, and then I take the starting job.
There you go.
But we'll see. Other than that, I got nothing. I think I just a lot of Black Ops. Because Black Ops is one of those games, kind of like FIFA Ultimate Team, where you just like start playing at 8 o'clock, and then it ends up being 2 o'clock in the morning. And
you don't know how, but it is.
Yeah, it's always... Well, I start in the dark, and then I end up, and it's still pretty dark. All right. So, Scott, long time no see.
Yeah, I've been playing a lot. Well, somewhat a lot. In my franchise in MLB The Show, just started September. I'm just a little under .500. I can't remember my exact record at the moment. But I am 8.5 games back of the lead in the Central. I need the Reds to start losing games if I want any chance at the playoffs. I don't think the wild card is in the cards for me. Otherwise, let's see.
I think you gotta work harder.
In my retro kick, because it's that time of year where it's getting really cold in my basement where I play video games because the heat's not running anymore. So I've been not spending a lot of time downstairs. It hasn't been quite nice enough to spend a lot of time outside yet.
You just got to grab some like mittens and a scarf and go at it.
So I played through on my PS2 upstairs in my room where it's a little bit warmer. Mega Man X 1 and 2 recently. Yeah, that's about it there.
Interesting. All right, Corey. Tell me something amazing.
Well, to be honest, I haven't turned on my Xbox for over a week now, so that might sound dreary to some, but that doesn't mean I haven't turned on a Xbox this week. I've spent my week down at EA Sports playing Madden NFL 25 this week at a community event. So even though I can't really spill the beans on too much tonight, which was initially supposed to be the case, that's pretty much what I was playing. So, played a little bit on the plane. I played some Need for Speed Most Wanted on my Vita, which I'm enjoying.
I didn't even know that was on the Vita.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty good port. I mean, the full city's in there. It's, you know, not one of those, you know, sort of lackadaisical ports that EA does for the Vita these days.
Well, that's good.
They actually, you know, Criterion actually did it in studio and tried to make a big deal out of it, and it turned out pretty good. So I played a lot of that on my Vita. That's pretty much it for the most part. Caught up on some Game of Thrones on the plane, and that took up my time. And the rest of the week was just Madden. So I haven't yet turned on my Xbox since I've been home, so my list is pretty short and slim this week.
Yeah, and the reason this episode's releasing a little later than normal is we were waiting for EA Sports to reveal, what is it, the Playbook 3? Playbook 2?
Yes, Playbook 3, which is the was supposed to be the first connected
franchise.
Connected careers mode,
connected
which
franchise.
Is, yes, now franchise, yes.
But instead of that, they bought the rights to Star Wars games.
Yeah, I guess that sort of took away from the the EA Sports announcement, and they wanted to save it for May the 20th. Now is the official reveal for Connected Franchise Mode. I believe you're going to get it all on one day now, which is a, you know, confuses me a bit because I don't know why they would release it one day before the new Xbox is revealed. That's sort of a question up in the air right now that I'm not sure how to answer.
It's very interesting. That they would do that.
One thing we could comment on, though, is we do know the mode has now been renamed to Connected Franchise because, you know, everyone complained that Franchise Mode is gone!
Yeah, it still is. Now there's this Connected Franchise Mode I don't know what to do with. Oh, we didn't talk about
yeah,
the mode and stuff? Man, we haven't talked in a while. Now is it going to be Connected Owner, or is it going to be...
Who knows? I cannot answer that question. I am under NDA.
I don't know. Let me click this link about the story
words.
That I didn't talk about last time. I don't know. Interesting. Madden. It's going to be a football game, huh?
It is, I think.
Is there a ball and two uprights?
Well, I mean, now that we have Star Wars, who knows what we're going to get, right?
Oh, I hope it's awesome.
Might get some lightsabers in there and stuff. Who knows?
Twitter, this is one of those times where I just want to turn Twitter off because it's like EA has Star Wars, so now all of a sudden, like, there's going to be lightsabers in Madden. What?
Well, there's going to be the DLC bonus to have 3 uses of the Force on field goal kicks. So if you're off a little bit, you just better with Kinect. You just slide it.
That would actually be pretty fun, I have to say.
Don't say that, Scott. Don't give them any ideas. Oh, Jesus. All right. Let's, you want to talk about NHL 14, guys?
Sure.
I know you guys are super pumped. This is the game Scott plays all the time, but the 13 version.
I played a game today because, our league is still going. Although
year 2?
I've been,
how's that
going? Yeah, well, yeah, year 2, but we went back to year 1. And it was, good. I think we're in the second to last set of games. And I'm currently in third place for the playoffs.
Wait, what happened? How are you back in year 1? Wait, what? Start
from
scratch.
You were here for the start of this. Remember we started
I was there, yeah. Then what happened? Oh, we started another year. Oh, I got you.
Yeah, instead of going on to year 2, we started another one because some people, like, wanted their teams, but their teams weren't their teams anymore because, you know, stuff happened.
Sounds familiar now. All right, well, let's talk about some new NHL collision physics, because hitting people is the only thing I'm good at in NHL, so.
Doesn't it seem like they do this every year?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. it's starting to get quite frustrating, you know, how EA decides to market these games. That might just be me personally, but I don't know. Like, I feel like NHL is sort of hitting that level now where the game is fantastic gameplay-wise. I just feel like now we're getting these bits and pieces that are thrown on that they sound the same every single year. I'm pretty sure it's been like 3 or 4 years now where they've talked about collision physics. I may be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's, you know, a few years anyways.
Not to take away that they are getting better every year.
It's true. But this year we'll have improved player facing. I mean, how does that not get you excited? I like to face players.
Well, to be honest, I can't really speak on this year's game because I hardly played NHL 13. It was about the one sports game, I hate to say it, but I sort of ignored it this year just because I got so deep into NBA 2K13. I got so deep into FIFA 13. And, you know, all three of those games released like 2 or 3 weeks apart from each other.
Oh, yeah, fall is horrible.
And it's horrible for if you're a sports game fan, you play every one of these games. It's hard to just, you know, have time for all three of them. So usually every year one of the games gets put aside. And this year, you know, unfortunately it was NHL. I mean, that's not to, you know, take away from the fact it's a great game, but I just didn't have time for it this year. So, you know, I really couldn't even, you know, tell you, you know, how deep they went with the collision stuff this year. So
I thought it was good, but in the new collision physics gameplay trailer that you can find on underthecode.com, they point out that a lot of hits last year was more just like kind of shoving people and not really like getting into them.
Oh yeah, a lot of it was more just moving them aside. They didn't really they didn't really react to it. They just, you know, sort of.
Yes, I'm hoping they clean that up because when I lay someone out, I want to lay someone out, not just have them like slide across the ice for a second.
I am excited for the new fighting mechanic though. That's got me excited.
Yeah, with the Fight Night-esque mechanics.
Yes,
I'm pretty pumped. I need to go back and play more Fight Night. I got to the point where my guy took a shave. And then I don't think I played after that. I think he was good, went to jail. I think I did something in jail, came out with a beard, then I shaved, and then I stopped playing.
Oh, you didn't even finish the story mode.
That was the only part I bought.
Yeah, the story mode's pretty good. The last fight is going to drive you insane. I mean, you'll probably have to look it up on a tips blog or something or YouTube video, because it drove me insane. I think I had to try it like 10 or 15 times to beat it.
Do I have to wait till his pants fall down and I see the X when I hit that? Or is that not? That's not it.
Definitely not in there.
Let's see. Better skating physics. That should be good. And more FIFA-like stuff. I mean, anything to make more games like FIFA. I'm in, right?
Does it not feel like every game is sort of taking off of FIFA's pages now? Mm-hmm. I mean, even Madden with the modifier and the modifying moves sounds like it came directly from FIFA.
Yep.
It's not a bad thing, but it just seems like everyone's going that route these days.
Well, they made one perfect game. Now they're trying to make them all perfect. Seems about
How long has NBA 2K had the modifier button for dribble moves and stuff? Because it seems like they've had it forever. They might have had it before FIFA did. I don't know that for sure, but...
Well, they just changed that this year, didn't they? They put the dribble moves on the right stick this year.
Right. They went away from it, but they've had something like that for a long time.
Yeah, they have.
I don't know. I would never touch a basketball game not made by EA Sports that didn't come out in 2002. So I'm looking at one game, and it's pretty awesome. let's see. What else we got here? NHL 14 pre-order bonuses revealed at GameStop and Amazon.
Yawn.
Yawn, Scott. Are we doing a EASL? I always hate the letters in this stupid thing. An EASHL hockey team?
We always want to, and what? It's popular for like a month, and then everyone forgets about it.
Scott, we have so much reach now. Think about that. So if we ordered from Amazon, we could get the Warrior Player Pack and the official CM Player Pack, and each features custom equipment and boost items to give your Be a Pro and EASHL created players that extra edge. That's not all, Scott. Also, all pre-orders get the EA Sports Ultimate Pass, where you can kickstart your team with 24 hot gold packs.
I love that. Yeah. I'm a big fan of that. Like, they did that with FIFA last year, and you know, I pretty much use it every single week.
Yeah, between that and the season ticket packs.
Absolutely. Oh, yep.
You know, I think what happened was when they stopped doing those, that's when I kind of stopped playing FIFA.
I still play FIFA, but I think I stopped playing Ultimate Team around that time as well. I think that was only, like, what, about a month ago?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And then 24, GameStop. That's like, if that's 1 week, that's like half a year, so.
Actually, it's like 3 months. Wait. 4, 8, 12, 16.
No, it's like 24. Half a year.
If a year is 52 weeks and you get 24 packs.
It's like 5 months. I don't know, Scott. I don't know these number
things. I said like half a year. I didn't say it was exactly half a year.
Or you could trade all that stuff in and get some stickers from GameStop. But you still get the 24 packs.
Aren't they giving away like a Fathead there or something. Fathead. Yeah, I thought I read something.
Some exclusive Fathead stickers, which is usually just a big team sticker. Because that's how I have a New York, New Jersey's Red Bull Fathead thing. Which is kind of stupid. It just kind of sits on my wall. It's just a team logo. It's not even like a good Fathead. And you probably don't even get it at the time. You probably have to go, they give you a thing, then you go to Fathead, and then you have to order it.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah. That's how I have my Red Bull thing, which sits in the corner. That's not even in the peripheral of my webcam, so nobody will ever see it. Maybe I'll move it just for the future.
I wonder if there's going to be like any sort of Stanley Cup edition this year.
Interesting, Scott.
Yeah, because that came with the Wayne Gretzky Ultimate Team card last year, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
You get the 99 overall Wayne Gretzky, I believe so.
I remember when I was playing Hockey Ultimate Team when the game first came out, and it seemed like every team had Gretzky in center and starting. Like, oh.
Yeah.
And you couldn't do anything about him.
True. Scott, are you buying FIFA this year?
Probably not.
Thanks, Scott. FIFA 14, better teammate intelligence. Is that not what they say every year?
Well, last year, the way they worded it was they said it was there was offensive run intelligence, I think it was, where your teammates wouldn't run, you know, offsides, or they would make more intelligent runs, I think is what they were getting at last year.
Yeah, that sounds pretty much exactly what they're saying now.
Well, I mean, I think this year, I think they did mention that your defenders will be a little more intelligent this year. You know, they'll be a little more proactive instead of reactive. I mean, I think, you know, those lobbed through passes this year were obviously really, you know, overpowering. You know, your defenders would just sort of stand there and watch guys ran by them. So, you know, I think they touched on that. They were trying to fix that up and make guys a little more proactive. And, you know, they can think, you know, a few steps ahead instead of just thinking one step ahead, I guess, is what they could do the last few years. I'm excited for it. I mean, anything to make FIFA better. I mean, FIFA's pretty much, in my mind, FIFA's pretty much perfect as it is. But, you know, the few gameplay issues that it does have, I mean, they've already pretty much touched on all of them already. So if it balances out correctly, I mean, I can see myself putting another 200 hours into FIFA this year.
Oh, I don't want to have to do that again. I haven't looked at my Raptor in a long time.
I guess the real question is, how many hours will you put into the Xbox 360 version of FIFA, and how much will you put into the next-gen FIFA?
I hope to spend absolutely zero in the Xbox 360 version.
Yeah, I mean, I'll still get it, just because I know I'll put time into it right away. But yeah, I'm sort of looking forward to the next-gen stuff.
Yeah,
I mean, it's pretty much a guarantee we're going to get FIFA.
And I assume FIFA will be the first game out on next gen, because if the consoles launch in, well, they say November, FIFA comes out, what, the last week of October, right?
I think it's the first week.
You know, I talked about it last week on the podcast that I did, but since none of you guys listened, you would know. Give me a half a second. The answer is, oh no, September, actually.
September 29th or something?
Yeah, I mean, sometime in there. The 24th of September in North America. 27th in the UK.
The community is still going to be mostly on, you know, 360 and PS3.
True, that's why I'm very upset that the Ultimate Team cards, I'm sure, will be quite overpriced on PS4.
Yeah. But does everyone agree that, I mean, I feel like they could just sort of take that game and port it directly to the next-gen systems? I don't think I would be very mad.
No.
I don't really look at... I don't think so. Not for that game. I mean, maybe a lot of the other games, like sports games out there, but for FIFA, I mean, I wouldn't be mad if they just ported it the first year and really gave us a huge update next year.
Yeah, I'd be happy with that. I mean, FIFA is great. I mean,
what they've already announced is good enough. Like, I think, you know, fixing up the finishing and, you know, and if teammates really do think, you know, ahead of themselves and think more intelligently than they have the past few years. I mean, that's stuff that we really needed. If they've slowed down pace a little bit and you can control the midfield a bit better, I mean, all that stuff is great. I mean, if they can fix all that stuff now, I mean, if they brought that to the next gen, I wouldn't be mad if it was just a port.
Yeah, and I would like a game to play. I would like a reason to buy PlayStation 4 before March. That's all I want. And if that's a good FIFA game, a good version of FIFA, that's fine. Because otherwise, I'm just going to wait till March.
Yeah, I can't wait that long.
Well, I'm not going to... It's not like I would get Madden on Xbox and then 2 months later get Madden again on PS4. I mean, I probably would, but that would be stupid.
This is why the first year of a new console is so tough.
I think a lot's going to depend on, you know, what they do launch, you know, with on day one. Like I think, you know, when you look at games in general, just even take it outside of the sports for a minute.
Right.
I mean, you figure the new system is going to launch with a new Call of Duty. It's going to launch with Assassin's Creed 4. It's going to launch with Battlefield 4. It's going to launch with FIFA 14. And probably, you know, the Xbox will probably launch with, like, new Forza or new Project Gotham Racing. I mean, that stuff alone is enough to get me excited. I mean, that potentially could be the biggest launch of all time if they launch all that stuff on day one, you know, coupled with FIFA and Madden. I mean, if they can do that, I mean, that's enough for me to buy on day one.
Yeah, I've seen a sports game. Because I think, other than sports games, right now the only thing I play is Call of Duty. And that I even skipped last year. Which reminds me, I'm almost a prestige master. I've never prestiged in a game until this one. But yeah. FIFA. Yeah, I'd get FIFA 14 on PS4. I probably wouldn't get NHL 14 on PS4. I'd probably just stick with our league. And Madden, I definitely would not get on PS4. Because A, I know no one is buying it on PS4
right.
that I play with. Not to mention that I doubt anybody I play with is actually buying a PS4. So it's literally going to be me and Corey playing PS4. At least we'll get all the Ultimate Team cards on.
There you go.
That's true.
That's the way I see it. All right. Speaking of games coming out. See, now we talked about all those games like far in the future. Now we can talk about games that are coming out, what, like 2 months?
The next sports game.
2 months. Right? July something? Sounds about right.
July 7th?
July 9th? 9th, I think. Well,
if I had a calendar.
Oh, yeah. It is July 9th because I took off that week before. Or something.
Wow, really?
It was a complete coincidence.
Okay.
And then I was like, oh, sweet. I was like, that worked out well.
It's like I always get the weekend that Madden comes out off, or the last 2 years without asking for it, I get the weekend that Madden pre-release comes out off.
Yeah, it's got to be July 9th, because I believe I have off the 5th through the something. But I got the whole week off. That's good. You know what? See, now that is the kind of thing I would say, why don't you just make it Tuesday, July 2nd? And then everybody can play it over 4th of July weekend. You got people going to people's houses. Hey, what are you doing? Oh, let me bring out the Xbox. Well, we could play some NHL and some NCAA.
You know, it's so unfortunate that NCAA has to come out so far in front of the college football season starting. Because Madden's got that, you know, football season starting spot.
I agree. And by the time the college season starts, it's already probably down to $40-45, right?
I've never liked the NCAA release date. I've never liked it where it is.
Good thing you said release date, I would have gotten mad.
Like, I think I would have, if I were EA, I would, even though it's not really in the season, I would much rather release it maybe another month ahead of where it is now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just because I feel like what happens in NCAA every year is people get so pumped up for it, and then, you know, they play it for about a month and a half, and then Madden comes out, and it sort of gets put to the wayside. I mean, at least that's the way it is for me. Well,
or it's traded for Madden.
Yeah.
Which is really unfortunate, because I feel like they do have a lot of differences.
Mm-hmm. And it's a big
I know, but for a long time, you know, I use NCAA sort of to get a kind of a preview of what to expect with Madden, which isn't always accurate, but that's, you know, usually how I feel about it.
I think this year it's probably going to be the most accurate
for a
preview.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think this year is going to be very close to what we see in Madden, at least for, like, gameplay features and stuff.
I'm very excited to make my first ever option quarterback in NCAA. I've never done one before. But the big news has been that they have released 3 new camera angles. That's big news, right? Coordinator view. Oh, maybe I was wrong. Coordinator view? No, I want wide. Maybe I was crazy.
I want to be able to see, and, you know, I have this problem in Madden a lot, where when your running backs running into the flats, you can't see them anymore because they've run off the screen.
Wait, hold on. Now I'm confused. I'm looking at two different sites that have two different information. Pasta Padre says, this picture is coordinator view. But then under the code, says it's a different one.
Obviously, you got to go with well, the we're never, code.
Yeah, we're never wrong, so let's just go with us.
Yeah, because coordinator view is like the big, real zoomed out one, right?
Yeah.
As far as I know,
because wide, my problem is wide is too low. You know what I mean? And you're kind of really far back, actually. Wide, the camera gives you, what, 5, 10, 15 yards back of the line of scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. Go to under the code. Look at the pictures.
I think I'm just going to stick with the original camera. I mean, the running back flat thing annoys me, too. But there's something about being too far away from the field that I don't like.
Yeah.
It feels like I'm not in the action. You really can't see the moves play out properly. I would like to see the whole field, but I mean, I don't know if I'm willing to, you know,
yeah, but
put on some kind of crazy type glasses to be able to see everything properly.
Yeah, but even on the default one, you still get at least one receiver cut off, which has always been my problem. Because you're trying to run a curl and you're like, well, I think he's over there, and but I can't really see.
Yeah, that's
why I like the coordinator mode where it gives you a much bigger scale shot of the field.
I'll try them, and maybe I'll be pleasantly surprised. And I know for me, I always play really close, sitting really close to the TV anyway. Probably closer than you should, to be honest with you. But
we could always just bring back Vision Cone.
Oh my god.
No.
You know, here's what's funny. Everybody makes fun of that. It was actually a really good idea. But the problems... there's a lot of problems just with the implementation.
Right. I agree, too, that it was a good idea.
I completely agree, because as a quarterback, I mean, one thing you're doing is you're breaking down your reads, right? You're going from one read to the next, and you're not looking at every single person on the field at all times. I just thought the way they did it was, you know, obviously really difficult to, you know, maneuver around and control, but yeah, the idea was great. Yeah.
They should bring that back. Maybe it's there, and we don't even know.
For a couple of years, there it was even after, you know, it wasn't really promoted anymore, it was still there in the old... in the last gen games, and it was like an accuracy boost if you used it.
Yeah, wasn't it like a toggle that you could turn on and off?
I think so. It was like if you pressed a button to activate it, and if you did if you did that, then you got an accuracy boost.
And my problem was that the year it came out, it was on all Madden difficulty. It was the default, right? Or like I don't even think you could turn it off, could you?
I think playing online, I don't think you could turn it off, but playing offline, you could do whatever you wanted.
Yeah, because I think that was the first year I was like, oh, I can beat All-Pro pretty regularly. Let me play on All-Madden. And it was like, you have to use Division Cone. And I was like, I don't have to play this anymore.
That might have been it.
Yeah. I don't like that. But I do like NCAA. And I will use Coordinator View. And I will throw deep passes. And then I will win the TSG Triple Option National Championship. I'm excited for that. Because that was fun last year. Also, the NCAA 14 presentation video with Ben Hallmiller that introduces the skills trainer came out. You guys excited for skills?
Well, you know, those modes, I always feel like they really do help you learn the game. And you know, I think I've mentioned on the podcast before, I really learned how to play Madden when they had the like training camp mini games.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I mean, I don't think I wonder if they're going to implement it the same way FIFA does with theirs. I don't know if like you're going to be able to compete with friends on, you know, specific skills or anything like that, but you know, anything to, you know, add a bit of education into the game is always good, because I know, you know, even a lot of my friends are sort of scared away from the football game just because of how much strategy there is in there and how many different buttons there are for it. I mean, anything they can add in there is a positive, the way I see it.
Yeah, I'm still terrified about which button is the pitch on the option, which is why I'd never run the option. I'm like, I'm going to run it this time, but this will be the time that I just throw it away and lose the ball every time. So,
And it's always it's different on Madden and NCAA too, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the left trigger on NCAA.
And I think in Madden, I think it's right. It's left button,
left bumper.
Yeah,
left.
And then if you go back to NCAA, left bumper is like the fake pitch.
Which makes so that's even worse, because it's like you look like you pitch and then you just get tackled.
Yeah,
yeah.
And still speaking about running, in Madden NFL 25, there was a playbook with the run free with Trey Wingo and Doug Martin that shows you... they show you, like, what the running will look like, but they don't actually show you how to do the running.
Well,
but it's going to be like, you know, Street Fighter.
Well, you're going to do, like, Street Fighter moves, like half circles and quarter circles and stuff like that on the joystick to move around.
Now, if I go forward, left, left, can I throw the thing out of Scorpion's arm,
no, that's
grab the running back, and...
Might be able to do a sonic boom.
I can work with that.
I think the I don't want to, you know, disrespect the game at all, especially since I was just down there working on it. But the marketing, it bothers me sometimes. Some of the wording they use, the fact that they use the Street Fighter stuff, and I mean, I'll be honest, like I'm not going to go into too much detail yet. I hopefully can over the next few weeks go into a bit more detail, but you know, I play with it and. I don't think it's as, you know, crazy as everyone's making it out to be. I mean, you can compare, I think a good comparison for the way the running is in Madden, if I were to put it in my own terms, where I'd be, it's more like a fight night or how FIFA does their modifier. Mm. So, I mean, you still have your original jukes and spins and stuff on your B buttons on the right stick, but that left trigger actually just becomes a modifier for more skilled players. So if you're using an Adrian Peterson, you know, he's going to have, you know, a different tier of skills compared to a, you know, a Ben Tate, for example. So, I mean, look, I mean, I think it's a great idea. I mean, it's all going to come down to tuning, how well they tune it, making sure that it's not overpowered, that there's not any exploitable plays, you know, because I think that's my biggest worry when I look at that stuff. Is that, okay, is there one spin move that you can do with the modifier that becomes exploitable? Because I know that was the case in FIFA the first few years where, you know, there was a few modifying moves that were almost impossible to stop. So, yeah. You know, to me it's just going to come down to tuning. I mean, but, you know, I don't think anyone should really freak out on the wording. I mean, a lot of this stuff isn't as overpowered as they're making it out to be, from what I played anyways.
That's good. The one, you talk about marketing... The one thing I worry about with the Street Fighter controls joke getting out there is, you know, that could scare people. Because Street Fighter is an intimidating game to play.
Absolutely. I completely agree. And that's my point, is I worry that maybe they're making this out to be a little more complicated than it needs to be. You know, to me, like, when I played it, you know, again, I can't say too much, but it doesn't play any differently than, you know, how running has in the past. It's not like they've taken away any of the generalized moves.
That's,
they're all still
that's
there.
That's good to hear.
And so they haven't made it more difficult. That's the thing I want to, like, if there's anything I want to explain, you know, to the guys that listen to, you know, to the show, is that, you know, don't be afraid that they've taken away your normal controls. They're all still available to you. They've just added more to it. So they've opened up that left trigger to sort of be a modifier for guys that want to have more control. And for guys that, you know, and it's, I think what it's going to do is it's really going to separate, you know, some really good, just like it does in FIFA, it's going to really separate guys that play the game a lot to, against people that, you know, maybe only play casually. So, you know, you get on the, you know, open field with Adrian Peterson, you might have a few more moves available to you, which to me is a good thing. I don't think it's necessarily bad. Again, it's just going to come down to tuning and how they get it all, you know, set up. You know, and just hopefully the defense doesn't get overpowered. That's the only thing I'm worried about at this point.
Go ahead, Scott.
The way I thought about it in my head as I was listening to how this was going to work, it's kind of like, you know, holding whatever the modifier button is. I'm going to, you know, say left trigger. So holding down left trigger is kind of like putting on the brakes so that you can then make the move you want to make.
Yeah. I mean, again, like, I'll try to explain this a little more in detail. So what happens is when you're just say you're running a straight line, and you can actually, what you can do is you can flick the left trigger, and by tapping it or flicking it, you pretty much add a stutter to your run. So he does like a quick stutter step. At that point, you can release the left trigger and press the right trigger in a direction, and your guy will make a hard cut to the direction you press. So you can almost, as you're running towards a guy, flick the left trigger, then flick the right trigger and press a direction. He'll do a stutter step and a hard cut.
So it is like putting on the brakes, basically.
Yes, and the second part to that, the second tier to that, is if you hold the left trigger down instead of flicking it, your guy pretty much comes to a stop. He pretty much like faces the defender and sort of like, you know, goes shoulder to shoulder, and then at that point is when you can use the modifying. So you hold down the left trigger, and then you know, there's different moves. I think one I had seen was you could flick your right by holding down left trigger, flick your right stick to the left, and then do a semicircle backwards towards the right side, and he does like a quick juke left and then spins to the right, going off his left plant foot. And you know, it looked really solid, you know, from what I saw. I mean, the animations, you know, are looking pretty good in there. And it definitely looks different than the normal moves, which was nice to see. Like you know, it doesn't just look like a normal spin. You definitely can see the difference. So yeah, there's a bunch of different stuff in there to play with. You know, and you don't necessarily have to use the right stick either. You can still use the left trigger and press B, for instance, as your spin button, or press left trigger and A as your stiff arm, and it'll give you a modified stiff arm as well. So those controls are there as well.
All right.
I feel like this is all going to flow into NBA Live.
What?
I feel like that's going to be how you do moves against guys in NBA Live. I
I
mean,
can see it actually.
it makes sense that you would come dribbling down the court, do something with the left trigger, then like man up your guy, then do the move on him to try to shake him. It sounds very much like something you'll be able to do in that.
See, that's how I always felt like it was in NBA 2K, but I could never pull it off.
I would like it if they put the, you know, just say they had the normal dribbling moves on the right stick, and then yeah, they used the left trigger as a modifier. I'd be completely okay with that. Again, to me, it all comes down to how you know, your defending is in the game. I mean, it's going to come down to the way Madden handles that as well. I mean, you know, if Madden adds all these, you know, crazy moves into it, but doesn't really do anything to pursuit
Right.
angles or, you know, to help defenders, well, then the game's just going to be completely overpowered offensively. Same goes to NBA. I mean, you know, you know,
Once
when you
you
saw
overcommit,
FIFA,
you're done. You're
exactly.
beat.
So the one great thing about FIFA is that to combat all this, they've added that tactical defending, which sort of gives you a little more, you know, precise control over your defenders to sort of stop that, you know, the crazy offensive moves. If you're smart enough and you know how to read your opponent, you're not going to get beat every time down the field, no matter what your opponent does. So I mean, as long as they have something like that, and you know, any other game that wants to use that modifier, then I'm completely okay with it.
I remember like back in Madden 04, I forget what was the big addition. I think that was the playmaker controls where you flip the plays on the fly. And it was great, but it was kind of overpowered because there wasn't much the defense could do about it.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
And
I mean, that's the only worry I have. I mean, and that just comes down to tuning. And so we'll have to see what they do.
all right. So let's transition over to baseball. Have either of you guys played the MLB The Show live stuff?
No, not anymore. There doesn't really just seem to be a point to me, really.
Yeah, actually, Brian Parker. See, I don't even want to call him Parker because I want to say it with a New England accent, but Parker.
Okay.
He revisited it on Under the Code and talked about his hits and misses with it. And it's funny because he put up this article like 2 days after I had gone back in and played it. And I played a matchup between the Red Sox and the A's. And one of the players, like as I was setting up the game, was TBD on the main screen,
Oh, right, yeah.
even though the game was played the night before. And then I actually looked it up. That guy had been in the majors for like 3 weeks, and he still wasn't in the game.
Ugh.
Yeah, that all comes down to contractual. Like I mean, they probably have to wait till they sign their contracts and stuff. Obviously, he'd already had, but I guess they're probably just slow getting him into the
Yeah, it's
game.
weird because, like, I guess he's not really a big name player, but usually the rookies come up in like the next update. Sometimes maybe two, but I was a little
But the other thing is, they're not going to go back and fix that either.
Right, he's going to be TBD for the rest of his life. But it was good because
in
then it
that
was
game.
yeah. But it was good because he was replaced with Yoenis Cespedes, and I think I hit 2 home runs in that game with him. Though he batted eighth, which was a pain, but you know.
Yeah, I'll have to did you know, I'll have to go look again. Like guys that if they had open roster spots, they're often just filled with random free agents.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
That might have been way back in week one. That might be fixed now.
Well, he says rosters are sometimes incorrect and in interesting ways. I mean, I could literally just read this.
Although I did find it funny that in one of the week one like games I did this in, K-Rod randomly wound up in the Brewers bullpen, like just, you know, pulling him out of the free agent pool to fill out the team. And then a week or two later, the Brewers actually did re-sign him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He says he played three games that were all from the same day, and Brian Wilson was on two of the different teams. Interesting.
How did he not land with another team?
He hurt himself. I think he just had surgery or something.
Oh, okay.
Well, so I guess we're all waiting.
Being a Giants fan, I can update you a bit on that. He lost about, I think it was like 5 or 6 miles on his velocity, and he hasn't gotten it back yet.
Oh, okay.
And so, I mean, I think he's healed up now, but just the fact that he's lost all that velocity, I mean, teams just aren't willing to take a chance on him right now, I don't think, until he can get that speed back.
Right.
So I think he was dealing with control issues and stuff there. So I know that's why San Francisco just sort of let him go. But obviously they have Romo anyways, who's a lot better. But, you know, I think that's why teams aren't really picking him up yet.
Maybe if she shaved that beard. Just saying.
It's getting a little out of control.
Oh, yeah, at least trim it, dude.
Yeah. Apparently if you play... I mean, go ahead.
He's looking like a child rapist now. I mean, that's what's coming out to. True.
I was going to make that the title, but then I decided not to.
That's a good choice.
But on April 15th, in the game, all players wear 42 in recognition of Jackie Robinson Day.
Oh, yeah. No,
they do that.
The game is always great about that stuff.
What in was May 12th games, batters have the pink bats.
The commentary referenced Cinco de Mayo yesterday. This is what I've done a few times. I've started up one of those live games just to sort of something to have something on TV while I'm cleaning or playing DS or something.
Mm.
And so yes, I did that yesterday, and they referenced Cinco de Mayo.
Interesting.
You know what I want? Tell me if you guys, you know, want this as well, but I want this type of live commentary and live roster updating in my season modes. There's got to be a way to do it, especially come next gen. I don't know why they just don't let you keep a running record of whatever team you choose in the show live or whatever, you know, right, game does this mode, and just, you know, tally that as your season record.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
I just think there's no depth to, you know, these types of modes. I mean, they're cool. You get the, you know, the cool commentary, but a lot of this stuff you get in the season anyways, like you still get Jackie Robinson Day in your season.
Mm-hmm.
You still get the, you know, the pink bats and everything. I don't know why they don't just do something
right
to implement.
But then what happens if, like, you won last night's game, but in real life they lost last night's game?
You don't count what the real team does after you play that game. Well, what I'm saying is it should still update your rosters and update the commentary to still give you that.
Sure.
I'm down with that.
I'm confused. Like, you're saying if I'm playing franchise mode, it should just use like the real life rosters?
Yeah, you have like a one year, like NCAA is going to do, is going to have the 1 year college season. But you
you can't do it. You can't do it in franchise mode.
Okay,
but,
all
I
right,
mean,
yeah.
You have a season.
Yeah, you call it like live season, and you play along with the real thing.
Yes,
right. Didn't NBA Live the last NBA Live game? Didn't they do that?
They updated it every day, but it wasn't like an actual season mode. So it would update your rosters in like play now and everything,
right,
but it wouldn't bring it over to season.
And
that's what I'm saying.
Otherwise,
I would like to see it.
Otherwise, I thought, isn't that how MLB 2K did it? For the couple of years, the last couple of years they had this.
No, I think that was still the same thing.
It was just one-off games. All right, I thought if you played the game, you got that result in your.
But then what if someone gets hurt?
Well, I mean, that's just fine. They get hurt, and so sure they didn't get hurt in the game you played, but then you won't have them the next day.
What if they did get hurt in the game you played, but they played the next day?
Well, I would think that they just don't get hurt in the games you play. Like, there's just no injuries, they're only for that game.
That's what I think. I think you turn injuries off, and, you know, what happens in your season, as soon as the game's played in real life, it opens it up in your season, and then you win or lose it, and that's your record, and then it just keeps a running record of what you are, but it keeps updating the rosters. So if LeBron James gets hurt in real life and just say he's out for, you know, 3 months, and he's out for 3 months in your game.
They should make him hilarious injuries as opposed to the real ones. Be like, hurt himself getting his luggage off the rack.
That actually happened to Jonathan Lucroy of the Brewers last year.
That's so sad. Did they call it Samsonitis?
No, and it wasn't exactly like that, but it was his wife accidentally dropped a suitcase on his hand.
He's a catcher. He should have caught it.
LeBron James could break his elbow lifting all his MVP trophies now.
Yeah. He's going to get carpal tunnel from trying to close his hand with all the rings on it.
But yes, I very much would like something like that. Especially like in football, I think that would be really fun to do.
Exactly, because you only really have to update it about once a week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of what they do with the regular rosters now, right? So, right? They do it every week now or no? Yeah, right? Mm, every week?
More or less, yeah.
I think so. Every week in the regular season.
But you can't really play a season with those rosters. You have to keep starting your season over.
Right.
So.
Who doesn't want to do that?
Oh, yeah.
I'm debating which story to go with next. Do we talk about the game that's going to take a year off or the game that's already taken 2 years off? Let's talk about Tiger Woods.
All right.
15. Which isn't going to happen, probably.
Apparently.
According to Owen Goode.
I am 100% okay with this.
Yep, me too. Take a year off, and regroup, and come back.
There is no need for there to be a golf game every year.
Well, I slightly disagree with that. I mean, I think you could put out a golf game every year, but I think in this circumstance, I don't think there's any need to rush it onto a next-gen system. If you're not going to have everything you want to have done ready, then why rush? I mean, I'd rather see it take a year off, get everything done right, and, you know, come back with a full-fledged effort in, you know, 2015, which would be Tiger 16, I guess. That's the way they work it.
Well, actually, maybe with the year off, they can fix the numbers.
Yeah, get the numbers back in line.
Yeah.
True. That's actually a good point.
So now, go ahead, please.
Oh, I think it's pretty much, I mean, I'm not going to refute the fact that it's not coming out. I mean, I'm not one to debate Owen Goode's sources. I mean, Owen's usually, you know, pretty on top of things. So, I mean, I think it's a pretty safe assumption to say that we won't see it. I mean, I haven't heard anything on my end of things. I work on that game as a community member, and I haven't been told anything. But, you know, I think it's safe to assume it's probably accurate.
And now, so if this happens, EA is not going to have a title from, like, October to June. So do you think October, right? That's when NHL comes out?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they wouldn't have a title from, like, an EA Sports title from, like, NHL, between NHL and NCAA. So do you think they would move UFC to the spring instead of the fall this year? Because I think that was the...
Do we even know anything about UFC?
No, but you would figure it'd be a fall release.
See, and I don't. I think UFC, if I were going to slot it anywhere, I would slot it right where Fight Night used to be, and that's right around February or March.
Interesting.
Because it's being made by most of the same team, I believe. Yeah. I believe the Fight Night guys are working on this right now.
And that's...
So, I mean, I think they would probably launch this around February. It would make sense to me.
Well, Fight Night round 4 was June. What was the one after that? Fight Night series...
Champion
was March.
My guess would be like February or March for UFC.
Yeah, that's the other problem with these sports is that there isn't a good time that makes sense to release it. All the seasonal sports have that, you know, the start of the season. Even golf has that somewhat.
Mm.
But, you know, UFC, and same thing with WWE, you know, there's not really a good time to release those.
Well, you would think WWE try to release it around WrestleMania, which they don't do. So
no, you're right. WWE would have a decent time to try and do it, but they don't.
Yeah, why UFC releases when every other major title comes out makes no sense to me at all. But I mean, with UFC, I think even the THQ UFC games came out in February.
The first one was. I know the first one was like in May, and the last one was in February. But I forget what the middle one was. Yeah. It was in. I think it might actually been in May too.
Undisputed 2010 was in May, and then
three
was in February. So we say February for UFC.
I don't know. I don't think there's anything that says that they have to release a game in that time.
I mean, that's a long time for EA Sports to not put out a game.
Well, I agree, but I don't think they have to. I don't think it's not like everyone's going to forget about them if they don't.
Forget about who? Ah, I see what I did there.
I did. I just didn't even go with it.
Does it open the door for MVP?
Listen, that's not what I was alluding to. But I hope so.
I don't know how I feel about MVP. With the show being so good, can MVP really come back and knock it off the hill?
Well, Scott, when EA Sports only releases their games on Xbox 360, what else are you going to do, right?
Well, there is that.
I'm not even going to justify that conversation.
I think MVP comes back, and if it does come back, then I think it makes a strong market push. Mm-hmm. I mean, you think right away they're going to add Ultimate Team to it, which is going to attract huge, huge user base right there. And the fact that it'll be on Xbox 360, and pretty much every Xbox baseball fan is going to trust MVP because the last game they put out was spectacular. So
even if it'll be going almost 10 years between games.
MVP is the... What's that game I got over there? It's like the NFL 2K5 of baseball. Right? NFL 2K5? What was that stupid game called?
I think MVP is probably in the top three best sports games ever made.
I won't argue. I'm just saying, can they remake the game again 10 years later and have it be just as good as it was? I'm not saying they can't. I'm saying it'd be hard.
But it would easily be better than MLB 2K14.
No doubt.
So they already win there, right?
I guess right now, since I have the choice, so.
Sure, I guess. Yeah, I'd be super excited for Ultimate Team that doesn't have fake baseball players.
So would I.
Just stupid Dynasty players. Then people tried to defend them on forums, and I'm like, I hate all forums.
Oh, so, all right. Speaking of just EA Sports stuff, do we want to talk at all about Madden 25 not on the Wii U?
Well, moving right along.
I'll take that as a no.
Well, I mean, I think it's, I don't know. I'm still shell-shocked at Nintendo's whole entire plan and what they developed. I think they made a huge mistake. I said that from day one. I never understood why they put the system out, you know, before the next Xbox and, you know, PS4 came out. And the fact that you're only competing graphically with the systems that are out now makes absolutely no sense to me. I mean, sure, the gamepad is nice, but I mean, it's awkward. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel right with sports gamers, I don't think.
No.
I mean, let's be honest. At this point in time, like, with you're seeing so many studios close down. You're seeing so many games lose money. And so much money and resources has to be put into these games. You know, on platforms like the Vita and the Wii U, as much as I love my Vita, I mean, I don't think a company like EA Sports, who is obviously losing some money right now and laying people off, I don't think they're willing to take these chances and risks when the user base on those platforms just isn't high enough to get good sales.
No.
I mean, that's what it comes down to for me.
I'm not saying they're making the right or wrong decision. I think it's unfortunate. You know, I've got a friend who's, you know, going to swear by the Wii U, and I don't know if he's disappointed in No Madden. He's not a huge sports gamer, but he does like Madden.
But, yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, you look at, you know, how did those sports titles do on the original Wii? I mean, other than Tiger Woods, the first couple years it came out,
right,
which sold fantastic. Other than that, I mean, they were always trying different things with the Wii games. Like, you know, they tried to go a little more arcadey, they tried more casual, you know, and nothing really, like, came through and developed a lot of sales for them.
Yeah.
So, at some point, you just got to, I guess, cut your losses. And to me, I really don't know if we're going to get any more EA Sports games on platforms like the Wii U and the Vita. And, I mean, I'm questioning the fact that once these next-gen systems come out, will we even get, you know, sports games on these consoles we have right now, the Xbox 360, for more than a year or two? Because I think after about a year, we won't see them anymore.
Yeah, I thought it was, you know, I think up to Madden 12 was still put out on PS2.
Yep.
I thought it was kind of crazy.
Yeah, because I posed that question to the Press Row podcast, and they thought that these systems are going to be taken care of for a long time.
And I disagree. I think it's going to go the other way. I mean, you can look at, you know, Tiger Woods might be a good example. Like, okay, you know, you're not going to release Tiger Woods 15 on next gen.
I would assume they don't. I think this will be the last Tiger Woods on this generation.
And that's my point, is that, like, you know, if they had just said, okay, we're not making a Tiger Woods 15 for next gen, you would still assume that they would make a few upgrades and try to get some kind of sales out of Tiger Woods 15 for these consoles, since the user market's so huge. But they're not even doing that, which tells me that they're, you know, I think these next generation platforms are, the resources are going to have to put into these, especially with the online structures that they're talking about, you know, possibly always online, a lot of the sharing features, you know, all this stuff. They're going to have to put so much money and resources into these titles. I just question if they're going to have a lot of money to throw at the current gen games and consoles. I just don't think it's going to happen for that long.
Right. And I feel like a lot of the titles they're putting out this year seem like they are the ultimate version of that title, like Madden NFL 25. Probably going to be the best version of Madden on the Xbox and PS3. And who knows if they... I'm sure they'll put out another one next year, but...
At that point, it turns into roster update mode, really.
Right.
I hate saying that, yeah. But when you get to the next-gen systems, that's what happens. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at Madden, like, 07 through 12 on the PS2. I don't think they were ever much more than a roster update.
Right.
And that's fine, actually. You know, at that point, I can live with that.
At $60, though?
Oh no, they weren't $60. I mean, I think maybe
they dropped to 40
for a
right?
couple years. They were, then I think they dropped to 40, and maybe even I don't think they ever. Well, I think they had to have been 40 at least. Yeah. And they probably don't stay 40 for very long.
Yeah. So speaking of games taking hiatuses, NBA Live, according to Pasta Padre, may be on shaky ground again.
No.
Maybe that just means they're going to bring back the Elite name. And that's what they mean. Live is on shaky ground.
I don't even know what to think about NBA Live anymore.
I disagree.
That Scott doesn't know what to think about NBA
no,
Live?
No, I don't think it's on shaky ground.
I hope not, because I'm not going to play NBA 2K or whatever, because the controls are just too hard for me. I've literally given up even trying.
Listen, I think after a second cancellation... like they had, you know, last year. I think at that point, if they were done with the license, they would have canceled it then. They weren't going to take another year, you know, pay more for licensing and pay more on resources to just cancel it again or cancel the series completely. I think, you know, that's not the case. The fact that we've heard that there's some type of NBA concept going on, you know, is one thing, but you know, you look at a few other things that have leaked recently. If you look at the NBA Live webpage, for instance, it has been updated to say more details coming soon. And then on goodgamebro.com, my good friend Dougie Vini found a open public LinkedIn profile that showed that somebody was working on Ultimate Team for NBA Live 14. So I think with all those things combined, I think there's a good chance we see NBA Live. Now, whether we see it this fall or whether they'll wait till next gen, you know, who knows? But I think the series is far from being over.
Yeah, I could see it coming out. Well, when's the NBA All-Star game? You know basketball. You're
February, maybe?
I mean, that would be a good time to put out a basketball game, right? February 15th through 17th. Was this past one. I mean, that would be a good time, early February. Get your February game in.
I think...
At least just for the first go-round.
Yeah, I mean, I think...
Then maybe next year come out regular fall, full release.
I think we're going to get it this fall. I just think that they won't miss that opening week market. I just think they're being very quiet right now because of the fact that, you know, obviously Microsoft's system hasn't been announced yet. I think it's next gen, and I think it's just like UFC. The reason we're not hearing a lot about it is because it's probably solely a next gen game. So, you know, in order to talk about those games, these systems have to be, you know, obviously talked about, and those NDAs right. need to open up. I think if we don't hear anything on NBA Live by the end of June, mid-July, then I would start worrying. But, I mean, there's still a bit of time before Microsoft announced their console, so...
Yeah, and I heard a lot of people saying, oh, it looks like EA Sports is going to go Xbox only because nobody's talking about the next-gen EA Sports games. But that's just because they can't start talking about PS4 stuff because that correlates to Xbox whatever, yes. Infinity stuff. And once you start talking about it, they say, oh, well, you're talking about our system that's not released yet, so we're going to sue you. Right?
And there's zero, makes sense. There's zero chance that EA Sports is going to go Xbox only. I mean that sounds ridiculous to me. There might be exclusive features or content on Xbox. Maybe they have some type of deal to get DLC early or to get, you know, specific features added in there. But they're not going to take away an entire console market. You know, it's unless Microsoft paid them $1 billion. It's ridiculous.
Well, and even then, don't a lot of the licenses state that they can't? They have to be on everything.
I believe so. Yeah.
Mm. Where they say the major consoles. Isn't that right. Isn't that the way they're trying to worm out of doing the Wii U games? Aren't they saying, like, Wii U's not a major console?
I think that's the thing that should be talked about now is how people are feeling about the Wii U. And I just have to say, I think the Wii U it's very quickly turning into a Dreamcast.
Yeah, but the Dreamcast was good at the time.
Oh, I think the Wii U has some good stuff on it. But no one's playing it.
Right, but when the Dreamcast came out, it was so far ahead of everything everybody else was doing.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
But the Wii U's kind of just doing the stuff that everybody else is doing, but a different way. Like, remember Dreamcast had online gameplay?
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't remember if it ever really worked, but it was there. You could do it.
I just think Wii U, You look at Nintendo's strategy, I just don't understand if they're drunk or, you know, what the deal is over there in Japan. But, when I look at Nintendo, when you launch a console, I mean, you need to have Mario. You need to have Mario Kart, Metroid, Zelda, anything that, appeals to your market. I mean, you can't just put out a system and not have any of these first-party games that people know Nintendo for. It doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, I think they botched their own launch.
Well, they had Mario.
Wasn't that just a rehash of the old one, pretty much?
What I thought the problem was.
Isn't that every Mario? Isn't it just a rehash of the old one, pretty much?
These days, unfortunately. But it used to be that when Nintendo launched a system with a Mario game, that Mario game was, like, totally brand new and something completely different. And then, with the GameCube and the Wii, there weren't even Mario games at launch. And, eventually there were some good ones. I thought Galaxy was really good. Mm. But then with the Wii U, we're going to launch with a Mario game. All right. Yeah, new Super Mario Brothers.
New Super Mario Brothers?
Well, yeah, it's one of those things where there's so many new Super Mario Brothers games, it's sounding ridiculous now.
Mm.
But the problem is it's just more new Super Mario Brothers. The first one on the DS was great because it was fun to go back to that style of Mario game. And then the four-player one on the Wii was great because that was, new and adding the four-player. But this time it's just, it's more new Super Mario Brothers. Yay! Yeah. It's a perfectly fine game. It's a good game, but it's not anything new anymore.
Yeah, agreed. And actually, we're running up against a hard out, so let's wrap this up, all right?
Right.
One Twitter question from @ChrisMonty. In a world where the Vita is robustly supported by all game developers, what sports game would you like to see on the PS Vita? Scott, you don't have one, so you're out of this.
Well, I would if the Vita were more supported, I might have one.
Nah, you got a 3DS. I don't see you getting a... You have a 3DS and you can't honestly, see 3D. I don't see you getting a Vita.
Hey, there was a conversation, we haven't talked about this. I might be getting a job in Milwaukee soon. And, there was talk that I might be able to commute on the bus if I get a certain job. I don't know if that's going to work out. If that happened, there's a good chance I would try and maybe get a Vita just so, I could play the show and play my franchise, on the bus or something. And then, copy it over to home.
Interesting.
But, if we're talking about the Vita being supported by everyone, that's what I would want to see is those connected games. Where I could play a game in my franchise, in my Madden franchise, on the Vita and have it, count toward... It's basically the same franchise on each system, like the show does. That's what I would want to see.
Mm-hmm. Corey?
Well, I love my Vita. I would tell everyone to buy one just because of the fact that it would mean that we get more sports games on the system if everyone went out to the store and purchased one. I think the reason why, some of the sports games we get, especially looking at FIFA and Madden, I think the reason they haven't put more resources into them are because obviously, you know, there's not a big market out for them. So it's the same, you know, thing as the Wii. If I were to see one game, I would want, I think Tiger Woods would probably be my pick, just because golf games are games that you can sort of, you know, do in quick bursts. You know, I don't know if I'd sit there and play a whole NBA game or a whole NHL game, but if you gave me a Tiger game where I could play, you know, three or four holes at a time, you have both sticks on there, so you could pretty much put all the controls on there. I think that would be my pick.
Do you have Hot Shots Golf?
I do.
Great game.
It is a great game. You know, honestly, there are a lot of great games for the Vita. You know, you go right down a list and you know, mention probably 10 or 15 must-own titles. But, you know, for sports, I think, you know, Hot Shots Golf is fantastic. I think Virtua Tennis is pretty good. And obviously MLB The Show is you know, just as good as it is on consoles.
Virtua Tennis. I always keep going back to see how much that is. $21. If it was $1.20 less, I would buy it. my answer is going to sound stupid, but it's actually brilliant. It would be either NBA Jam or NBA Street.
Ooh, no, those are good.
No, those are fantastic answers.
Those would be quick. Pick them up, put them down. You get a little suspend mode so you can play at halftime.
Mm-hmm. Give me FIFA Street or NBA Street, actually, and I'd be completely happy.
I think it would be a good home for the arcade-style games.
I highly agree.
Yep.
All right. Rate and review us on iTunes. That'd be great. Follow me on Twitter, at ThatSportsGamer. Scott?
At Darth Obvious, which EA might now own. I'm not sure. I gotta look into that.
Yeah, you've probably checked that. Corey, where can people find you on the Twitter and the rest of the internet?
You can find me on Twitter at CoreySA. That's CoreySA. And you can also find me at underthecode.com. And we will have a new episode of UTC Radio coming out this week at some point, once I can record it. So look for that as well.
Scott Binns, you got anything else?
I got nothing.
All right. Well, facebook.com/thatsportsgamer. That'd be great. Leave us some feedback. You can either email that to feedback@thatsportsgamer.com or leave a comment below the episode post. And then for Corey and Scott, I'm TJ, and this has been another edition of That Sports Gamer Show.